I say the one thing that the streets really gave to me was a power that said, I already understood the losses that came with living that life. So when I got into this phase of my life, I realized that there were losses were so necessary. It was the only way. And I remember telling the shyness, I said, the only way to make a million, you have to get comfortable with losing 100,000. The only way to make 100,000, you got to be comfortable with losing 10,000. The only way to make 10 million, you have to be comfortable with losing a million. So the only way to make 100 million, you have to be comfortable with losing $10 million. And the idea of that scares the crap out of most people. But I understood that the fear of losing said money was most people's financial blind spot. At this present moment, we are at a financial crossroad. And every decision that the people make moving forward leads them somewhere. No matter the detours, no matter the adversity, the freedom, the wealth, and the financial independence that they seek can be obtained, but first they have to make right decisions. Right decisions, Jose. And I came up with this word, Jose, that I think was really, really powerful. It was a term, and it was called financial development. Now, I don't know if that word or that term is out there, but it is the act of us making right decisions in the financial force field of our lives. I think what holds a lot of people back is they haven't been able to make consistent financial decisions that propel them forward, where most decisions they make actually hold them back. So if you ask the average person, what have they done with the last 10 times they've spent money? I can promise you 85% of those things either went to bills or something that held them back. So if 85% of the times you spend money, it is working against you, it is damn near impossible for you to become financially free because you are anchored to those financial decisions. Now, that may be a hard swill for, that may be a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow. And so that brought me to the idea of, Jose, we are only as successful as our ability to identify our financial blind spots. Mm. We are only as successful as we are as having the ability to identify our financial blind spots. And I wrote this down, Jose. The catalyst that propels you to your goals faster than anything that you ever thought possible was your ability to consistently financially develop. So I think part of my financial development on my journey was the ability to look at money differently than most people. Somebody asked me yesterday, I was at this event with Terica, and he said, Trap, can I ask you a question? I said, of course, that's what I'm here for. And he said, what is it that you think propelled you to where you are now? And I said, my ability to not be affected by money. And so he was like, man, I don't understand that. I said, the one thing that the streets really gave to me was a power that said, I already understood the losses that came with living that life. So when I got into this phase of my life, I realized that there were losses were so necessary. It was the only way. I remember telling the shyness, I said, the only way to make a million, you have to get comfortable with losing 100,000. The only way to make 100,000, you got to be comfortable with losing 10,000. The only way to make 10 million, you have to be comfortable with losing a million. So the only way to make 100 million, you have to be comfortable with losing $10 million. And the idea of that scares the crap out of most people. But I understood that the fear of losing said money was most people's financial blind spot. The fear of losing said money. So in most people's mind, you're like, yo, Trap, if I lose $1,000, I knew the hours, the wage, and the sacrifice that it took for me to make that. And so the fear of the unknown now becomes an insurmountable hurdle that most people can't overcome. How can you truly take advantage of a machine like the stock market if the number one fear you have supersedes the maximum potential of the machine? Yep, I like when Jose turned his face like that. Okay, so the number one fear that you have supersedes the maximum potential of the machine. All right, let me say that better, Jose. Your fear of losing money keeps you from printing money in the machine that is designed to print money. That's a little better. Right, the fear of losing money keeps you from using the machine that was designed to print money. And if that is the fear, then that is a financial blind spot that you have to overcome. All right, let me go a little deeper with that one. You cannot learn to swim if the fear of drowning keeps you from getting in the pool. You cannot learn to swim. Right? You cannot play sports and be successful if you fear an injury. You cannot be a professional boxer if you're scared to get punched in the face. Maybe that's the one, Jose. Right? Like, you can't, Mike Tyson said it, everybody got a plan till they what? Get punched in the face. All right? So for me, most of us have not identified our financial blind spots. So tonight, I need everybody to make a list of the financial blind spots that you have. But Trav, how can I truly identify a blind spot? Look in the mirror. It's easy. Because when you get in a car, Jose, what do? Okay, like, so this is how most accidents aren't prepared for, because if we go back to the fundamentals of driving, you get in the car, you put your seatbelt on, and you do what? Adjust the mirrors. How many people actually do that? Most people do what? Get in the car, turn the key on, and go about their business, and they think about the seatbelt along the way. They think about the mirrors depending on the situation they put in. Come on, Jose. I don't think they hear me. I say, you get in a car, you think the first, turn, ignition. Next, see who texts. Third, the music. Dang, it ain't on the Wi-Fi. Let me plug in the auxiliary cord. All right, here we go. Moving. Seatbelt ain't never came on. Let me adjust the mirror. I know I did it yesterday, but maybe I ain't do it yesterday. Matter of fact, I ain't adjust the mirror in 3 weeks. Matter of fact, I ain't adjust the mirror since I got the car. So now you driving, and watch this. The car from behind hits, or something happens. But you could have avoided that if you did what? Fix the blind spots. Let me see where they are. Let me identify them. Because what yesterday's rule was, I got to do something else today. But what happens is, we get comfortable with complacency, and complacency is the most dangerous thing in life. It's the most dangerous thing. Because we don't prepare for tomorrow thinking yesterday is going to be the same way as today was. Ooh. But they miss that. Every day brings on new opportunity, but also new adversity. You cannot have opportunity and disregard adversity. You cannot make a million and say, I will not lose 100,000. It is impossible. It's impossible. Trap, I want to be a millionaire. What's the plan? I don't know. I'm going to invest my way there. Okay, let's go a little further. Give me some details. Let me go a little further with this, Jose, because I like where I'm at right here. Watch this. You ever had a conversation with somebody? Like, no, I'm not saying this against white people because I don't know if they have these conversations. I think they probably do. But if you go try to talk to a black person about a funeral, they don't want to talk about that. You got a will? Nah, I'm about to die today. What you talk about? What you going? You gonna buy a plot? Plot, boy. I'm about to die. I got a long life to live. I was just sitting in a room with Terica yesterday, brother. And a queen came up and said, My mom's passed. I have two properties, but my name isn't on it. I think it was on a deed. But it was so much, and I think it was on a deed, but she wasn't on a prop. It wasn't on like will to her, but she had siblings. So Terica was like, well, if she didn't will it directly to you, then all your brothers and sisters got the same rights that you got to it. And I sit back and I whispered and I said, damn, mom's had the right intention. She had the right intention, but there was a financial blind spot because she didn't know the details on how to make sure that that was specifically given to somebody. And one of the biggest things that happen when people pass away is everybody fighting for who getting what. That's a financial blind spot. So you can have all the visions and goals you want, but if you don't have processes, procedures, and systems, then that vision is just a dream. And we got a lot of people walking around with vivid dreams with no way to get to them. Man, they tripping. So how we plan to get there? So today I need us to sit down during the course of this show, because we're going to talk about some stuff tonight. But in the part of your mind, I want you to be thinking, what is my financial blind spot that I'm aware of right now? Because I believe we all talented enough to multitask. I believe we all talented enough to listen to certain information. And I know I'm this person. I can be listening to something and then something hit me out of the blue. I write it down like, damn, all right, cool. But I be intentional on the thing that I'm thinking of. So I want you to be intentional tonight, because tonight I want us to move the financial needle in our life. No more wishful thinking. I want us to know exactly what it is that we're going to adjust tonight or moving forward. Jose, we should have named tonight Move the Needle Tuesday. Yeah, we should have called tonight episode. Because I need you to move the needle tonight. For my audience who's here, thank you for coming, but I don't want you to leave here inspired. I don't want you to leave here motivated. I want you to leave here equipped. Because knowledge is good, but it's nothing without execution. A lot of us got knowledge. I'm going to be real with you. A lot of people in here way smarter than me, Jose. A lot of people are way smarter than me. The problem is, I'm relentless with execution.